This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is a Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ radio station, Joy 94.9. For more information, head to joy.org.au.
This is the sound of now on Joy 94.9.
All right, we got Saatchi here, Nick and Will. Thank you so much for being on the show today. And whereabouts are you right now? You're in New Zealand. Whereabouts?
Yeah. Hey. We're currently in Auckland, in New Zealand. We're coincidentally back in lockdown just for a week now because basically, if there's one community case, they lock down the entire city or wherever it is. So yeah, we're back in lockdown now, but we're in each other's bubble, so yeah, it's kind of nice. We luckily got some shows out of the way just before the lockdown, so yeah, things could be worse.
How did you guys cope with the first lockdown, the really big lockdown? Because it was that weird place where no one really knew what we were doing, and creatives either flourished or really struggled with, you know, having that isolation.
Yeah, it was fun. It was cool. It was like a big change of pace and kind of almost an interesting experiment into a complete lack of distraction. So we actually were quite productive in the first lockdown, and productive in our music, and then also productive in, like, we were doing lots of cooking and reading and watching films. And yeah, it was actually, we both really enjoyed it.
Yeah, a lot of
new recipes.
Yeah, new recipes, some YouTube tutorials on certain things. I guess you can kind of just, like, dedicate an entire day to, like, one meal. So yeah, doing a lot of that, a lot of slow roasting of things. So
I remember everyone got into baking over here in Melbourne. All of a sudden, everyone was learning how to bake.
Banana bread. I definitely made some banana bread.
Yeah, banana bread. That's exactly it. Now I guess that you're back in lockdown. This Take Me Back is kind of hitting different.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, you got G Flip on the track, which is really cool, both on vocals and as a co-write. What was working with Georgia like?
It was sick. It was rad. We met Georgia over in LA when we were living there in 2019, and we kind of just hit it off. And we didn't actually work with each other when we were over there, but when we were both in lockdown, we were kind of just messaging back and forth and saying how bored we were. And we had this idea, like the original version of the original demo of Take Me Back, and then we kind of sent it over to her, and she redid some of the verses, and it was super fun. It was super, like, we always prefer working with people who we have, like, a really, like, just already quite a personal, like, friendship with. It makes things a lot easier and a lot more enjoyable as well.
You know how we all had that thing of, like, we don't know when we're ever going to be able to go and see other people again? When you were putting these beats together, were you in a place where you're like, I don't know what it's going to look like on the other side when this song comes out and people are going to be able to hear it?
Yeah, we were definitely thinking about, like, man, we might not have shows for a while, so how is this going to work as a headphone song or, like, people listening at home? Because I guess, like, all of our music's so, like, designed to be, like, heard live, so we were definitely kind of thinking about that. And then we were kind of like, screw it, we'll just, like, make music as we normally were. And then I think when we started to come out of lockdown, we were quite surprised about how long it took to kind of get back to normal, especially in New Zealand. Like, we've been playing shows in New Zealand for, like, 7 or 8 months now, so it's kind of been weird watching the other parts of the world. Like, I know, like, Brisbane's had shows for a bit, and then the rest of the world slowly, or, like, the rest of Australia, I should say, is slowly starting to, like, come back to normal. But, like, that's, like, a year later after the first lockdown. So, yeah, we're super kind of, like, it was a very confusing time, but we kind of just got on with it like we normally would and just kind of hope for the best.
Let me tell you, the absolute jealousy I feel watching this video clip you've put together for Take Me Back with these shows that you did over summer. It looks wild.
Yeah.
There seems like there might be a little underlying intention from our side of, like, to cause that jealousy. But when we put it together, like, it was totally from a place of, like, trying to share with the rest of the world and places that were still very much in lockdown, you know, share the hope that, like, you know, things will, normality will return, and to kind of, you know, give them that sense of, you know, something to hold them down, perhaps.
These shows were huge, like festival shows, for people who are listening who haven't seen the video clip. Like, these are massive, massive shows. Nick, is that you up on top of the staging, like the structural beam in the tent, dancing along the beam? What the hell, man?
It was just asking to be climbed. It looked too much like a jungle gym for me to not get up there and monkey bar around. So,
it's, what was the song that was playing when you're up there? Was it Take Me Back?
We've got this Oshante, one of our songs off this EP.
So good.
We've got this, like, live version. Thank you. Yeah, we've got this live version of it, which kind of turns into this, like, big kind of, like, funky acid house rave record. And, yeah, I was like, oh, well, let's get on up here then.
How long did it take you to climb that?
Not long.
Like, literally the stage was, like, it was almost like a monkey bar entrance point. Right by the stage that went all the way over the top of the entire tent. Like, it was almost like it was designed to be climbed on. Yeah,
but it was definitely not. Yeah. Like, the festival was not happy with us after that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look.
Hopefully we're invited back.
Well, I hope you get invited back. What the hell? Is it, that's an iconic moment, you know? People are going to be talking about that for years at that festival.
People definitely got a kick from seeing me up there. There was a few people that, like, ran, like, people in the crowd that managed to get up there as well. Like, I kind of just
felt this,
like, tap on my shoulder, and there was just this, like, dude right behind me. I was like, oh, God, this might not be safe.
How have the fans in New Zealand taken to your being back, you know, performing live?
Oh, it's been really amazing. You can kind of, especially this past summer run, like, just the energy, you can kind of feel it. At the festivals and at the shows, you know, everybody's having had last year predominantly spent inside, not seeing their friends, not going out to events or live music. You know, there's kind of like this lingering air of, like, everybody's so excited and really pumped up and, and just enjoying themselves in a way that maybe before the pandemic they weren't. Like, it's, I think it's just like a nobody's taking it for granted now.
Yeah. And in New Zealand, like, every time there's like a threat to it getting out of the community, we go into these, like, really short but, like, super strict lockdowns. So we've kind of been through, this is our fourth lockdown. So every time we come out of one of these, it automatically ignites. Like, everyone's like, let's go buy tickets, let's go to raves, let's go to parties. Like, kind of everyone's just like, you know, always thinking, like, oh, you never know when this is going to disappear again. Because we literally get, like, when we're going into lockdown, we'll get, like, 5 hours notice. It'll be, like, the Prime Minister on the TV will be, like, we're moving to New Zealand to level 3 tonight. And we're just like, oh, well, that was fun.
I've been there for sure. We're chatting with New Zealand dance music duo Saatchi, Nick and Will. Ooh, guys, what's been inspiring you lately? What have you been listening to?
What have I been listening to? Oh, since Daft Punk split up, I've been listening to a bunch of Daft Punk, specifically the Alive album.
It's phenomenal, isn't it?
Yeah, so just literally been running to that, like, start to finish. So, yeah, it's been really, listening to a lot of that.
I've been listening to Sophie constantly.
Yes.
Since, you know, they passed. It was obviously a huge loss as well, but what else? A lot of New Order, a lot of the French Touch kind of stuff, like Cassius and all of Thomas Baumgartner's stuff, like solo stuff. One of the dudes from Daft Punk, anyway.
Yeah,
a lot of Flight Facilities. Some great Aussie stuff coming out at the moment.
Flight Facts are great. If you're comfortable talking about Sophie, because I know you mentioned that, you know, that was quite tragic and that you're quite touched by that. Yeah. I was wondering if you might talk to how you feel about Sophie and their work and perhaps what that work meant to you.
Oh, we've like been massive fans of Sophie since 2014,
since, like, Lemonade, 2015. Since BIP.
Yeah, so we were like, wow, that was crazy. They were only 30, I think they were 34, 35, something like that when they passed. So, and like the way that it happened, you know, it's like a tragedy. So we were like really actually gutted about that. And like a lot of the other musicians were kind of just super affected by it as well and super inspired by their work and stuff like that. So yeah, Just sad. Just really sad.
Such a seminal artist and such a, like, boundary-pushing artist that, you know, even just that in itself is so inspirational to us, like, for Sophie to make such forward-thinking music and for it to be appreciated on such a wide scale is something that's, like, very, very, you know, something that we aspire to pursue.
Absolutely. We're chatting with Saatchi, who have a brand new song out with G-Flip. The song is called Take Me Back. Guys, tell me about this song. Tell me about where it came from, how it came together, and what it means to you. Give me the whole rundown.
Yeah, kind of, we wrote the first demo of Take Me Back when we were writing and living in LA in 2019, and it was kind of at that point about, you know, these dreams and memories and not being able to tell the difference between them. But then we came into the lockdown last year, and we were talking with Georgia, who we were already mates with, and we were just being like, oh, what are you working on? What are you working on? And we sent some ideas back and forth, and it kind of took this whole new meaning of, like, you know, take me back to this time where, you know, everybody was able to go out and go to live music and be with friends. And Flippo kind of, like, brought this whole new life and new meaning to it. And we kind of just wanted it to be something that was, like, uplifting and really danceable. And also, because we weren't going out to music at the same time, something that, you know, you could put on your headphones and kind of be a degree of escapism in somebody's day. So, yeah, and we've been loving seeing the reception, and obviously the music video, which was, like, filmed by people at the shows that we've been playing over the last couple months, has been, like, such an incredible collaborative kind of project with our fans, with the people that come to our shows.
I love that you're on a last name basis with Georgia. Oh yeah, Flippo. Flippo got on it.
I feel like that's an Australian thing though. You just knock a few letters off their last name and add an O or an I on the end, and then you've got their nickname.
That is absolutely an Australian thing. You're practically a local already. Are you guys coming back here to tour sometime soon after all this clears down?
Yeah, some of our favourite shows we've ever played have been over on your side of the Tasman. So we can't wait to get back, but it's so, like, we were just talking about it before, you know, like, every time it feels like this bubble's going to open up and we're going to be able to get over there and you guys are going to be able to come over here, you know, something, like, a case pops up and it just gets shut down. So we live in hope. We love Aussie. I've got a bunch of family over there, and we've both spent a lot of time over there, and we're dying to get back.
I hope to see you over here soon with some live music, please. Really looking forward to it. Saatchi, thank you so much for your time today, Nick and Will. Really appreciate the chat.
Thanks so much, man. Appreciate it, and
we'll see you soon.
Find the full playlist on the Joy website, joy.org.au/thesoundofnow.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.